That was Memory by Sugar Cult, and you're listening to Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. It's Monday, February 7th, and this is, I don't even know what the episode number is. 24th. We are doing this show today live from Deegan's in Lakewood, Ohio. And actually, Jeff, I don't know if you know this, but Lakewood was considered one of the top 10 coolest suburbs according to Travel and Leisure magazine.
I think we mentioned that once a while back. That's still unbelievable to me nationally.
Well, you know, I mean, you have to. They said Lakewood was known for its nightlife, yeah. Its gastronomic scene along Detroit Avenue, which is where we are now. Sizable gay and lesbian community. You know, they mentioned in the article Melt and Pier W, but one of the newer places, of course, is Deegan's Kitchen and Bar, and this is we're actually here with the owner of Deegan's, Dan Deegan. Dan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. So tell us a little bit about Deegan's. How long you guys have been around? How you got your start?
We've been open since our first day was September 23rd. Basically, the whole idea of what we wanted to do was, it's a place that, honestly, my wife and I would want to go to.
Yeah.
You know, we like going out. We like having good food, but we don't really want to get dressed up. We want to just wear, you know, jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And we always thought, and a lot of other choices was you wear that and you get, you know, burger and fries, chicken wings. We wanted something better. And then we wanted to add in the, you know, the craft beer and stuff like that. And that's pretty much how we came up with this. We didn't realize there was a name for it, which was gastropub, until we were kind of into the process.
Okay.
So that's what we call ourselves, a gastropub.
You didn't set off to make a gastropub.
No.
Now, where does that word, I've heard, like, just recently, like within the past year, this gastropub seems to be a new concept. What, how do you define a gastropub?
Well, the way it started was, I believe in 1997, these guys in England, in London, opened a place called The Eagle. And it started, all these famous chefs would buy English pubs and put their food in it. So it was the same atmosphere as the pub, but with, you know, world-renowned chef-quality food. And then one opened in New York called The Spotted Pig, which I believe is owned, I think it's Mario Batali, but I think like Jay-Z has a part of it and a bunch of people. And that's really what it is. It looks like a place that's just a normal pub, and it has, you know, world famous food, or mm-hmm. world renowned chef.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, it's kind of just started in Cleveland recently with a few places, and you know, that's kind of what we're doing. I mean, it's kind of the, you know, term du jour.
Yeah.
I don't know how long the term is going to last, but. You know, like I said, we didn't set out to be called a gastropub. It's just kind of how it turned out.
Now, are you working behind the scenes as well, like as far as cooking, or
no.
Are you just from the management?
No, I know my limitations. We hired a chef. His name's Demetrios Athenaios. He's a little bit Greek.
Just a tad.
And, so he and the food he puts out is just, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, Jeff and I had never eaten here prior to today, and I had the upon the recommendation of someone on Foursquare. I had the chicken and waffles and calamari. Both were amazing.
Good.
What did you have?
I had the fish and chips. It was fantastic. And speaking of Foursquare, do you use social networking at all, like Facebook? I think you have a Facebook page.
Yeah.
But has that been part of your drive to get people in here?
You know, it has been. You know, that's pretty much the extent of the advertising we do.
Yeah.
You know, we have a Facebook page of like roughly 1,400 fans. I use Twitter a lot. We put our specials for lunch and dinner on Facebook and Twitter almost every single day. We try and do it every day, but almost every single day and get a lot of feedback that way. Foursquare, we do you know, half price on any bar snack every third visit.
Oh, wow.
So we get a lot of check-ins on Foursquare too.
And that's one of the ways that I first heard about it, is lots of people that I was following on Foursquare. It seemed like every other day, somebody that I was friends with on Foursquare was checked in here. And I kept saying, like, we gotta do a show.
For me, it was word of mouth. I just heard people keep talking about this place, and I didn't really know much about it, but it just kept coming up in conversations. So we both kind of had similar experiences with knowing about this. We said, we gotta check it out. So whatever you did, I think really worked, because it was kind of a grassroots movement that it really spread around, especially on the Near West Side.
That was our plan. I mean, we wanted to, you know, not from day one, we didn't want to be completely slammed. We wanted to be able to have the front of house and back of house staff, you know, learn.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to take it easy, and it actually got busier faster than we expected. It's good and bad, mostly good. I mean,
yeah.
Sometimes you're not quite as prepared as you would like to be. But I think for the most part, our front of house staff and back of house staff has done a phenomenal job. And people, you know, comment on our service all the time. And the food, obviously, everyone loves.
Yeah, it was really good. Now, as far as location, you're right near the corner of Detroit and Warren. What made you decide on this location?
I've actually I've been looking at this location for probably a good year and a half before we even opened. The previous tenants was Crazy Rita's, and I knew those guys, and I come in here and looked at the space, and I liked it. I liked the idea. We definitely wanted to be in Lakewood. And I like the fact that this is just centrally located. It's kind of away from the bars with a lot of the younger, you know, very young crowds. Mm-hmm. You know, we're right by Melt, which you can't go wrong being two doors down from a place that has 2-hour waits every night of the week.
Yeah.
So, you know, I came in here and First Federal Lakewood owns the building. So in talking with them and kind of going back and forth, and they're a conservative bank. So they, you know, definitely cross all their T's and dot all their I's. And it took a little bit of time, but we finally got in.
Awesome.
Can you give our listeners an idea of any of the regular specials that go on here? We know Mondays was
Half price bottles of wine. Yeah.
Is that every Monday then?
Every Monday, okay. Half price bottles of wine. Tuesdays, we have Taco Tuesdays. You know, it was, when we opened, everyone raved about how great the shrimp tacos were. And I just kind of, I talked to the chef one time. I'm like, you know, it's kind of a Cleveland and Lakewood tradition to do Taco Tuesday. And if people rave about the shrimp tacos this much, you know, what else can we do? So we started doing Taco Tuesdays, and it's our third busiest night of the week after Friday, Saturday. I mean, we're on an hour, sometimes hour and a half wait on Tuesdays for tacos.
Wow. And also Wednesdays then, vegetarian, you have some vegetarian specials.
Yeah, Lakewood is the highest concentration of vegetarians and vegans in Northeast Ohio.
Huh,
so we decided, rather than, you know, when you go to like a place like Cheesecake Factory and they hand you a book and it's, you know, it's paralyzing. I haven't been there in years, but every time I would go, I would just order the same thing because I didn't want to look through the entire book and pick something. So I just did the, we wanted to have a simplified menu. We want to have some vegetarian and vegan options, but we didn't want to weigh down our menu and have a book for people. So we decided that we would do on Wednesday, every Wednesday, a vegetarian and vegan night where all of our specials are either vegetarian or vegan. And one of the guys in our kitchen's a vegan, so he does all the vegan specials. And, you know, all of our vegetarian and vegan dishes are cooked in pans that aren't used for meat.
Wow.
I know a lot of vegetarians have a problem with that. They want to order a veggie burger because it's cooked on the flat top with all the regular beef burgers, but we don't do that. They're cooked in separate pans, and you know, something that's cooked in a vegetarian pan is never used for meat.
Okay. Now, are those specials available throughout the week, or is it only on Wednesdays that they're?
Well, the big part of the specials are only on Wednesdays. But if anybody came in and identified themselves as a vegetarian or vegan, we can make something up for them. The chef—it's kind of like a chef's choice to take the freshest vegetables and basically cook them with, you know, a rice or a risotto that's cooked with vegetable stock and not beef or veal stock. So it's any night of the week people can get vegetarian specials, but on Wednesdays is when we have all the different specials.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I mean, I'm not a vegetarian or vegan. I like my chicken and waffles, but my fiance is. So she's here tonight and was able to get something that was, you know, vegetarian and delicious, I'm sure.
Yeah, they do a great job with that.
So.
Well, this is fantastic. Thanks for having us in, Dan. I really appreciate it. And it was a great meal, great drinks. We're drinking Comrie's Irish Ale, which you and I have a great love for. It's a great place. Great beers, great food. It really is. And reasonable price.
You do have an awesome beer selection as well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, come on, check out Deegan's Kitchen and Bar in Lakewood at the corner of Detroit and Warren. And if they want to go to your website, the address is?
Deegan's.com.
Deegan's.com. All right, Dan.
All right, thank you.
We appreciate
it. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
All right, so it's 7:40. What else do we have on the menu? Heck, we're at a restaurant. You get it, menu.
Nice play on words, Jeremy.
We're in a back room here. I think we should talk about this.
Where are we at?
So initially, we were going to be more out front with the people you know, back out in the bar. So you kind
of want to be among the masses.
We wanted to be among the masses because our fans, all the fans we invited, they're just, you know, out there and they're kind of upset because they can't see us back here. But then we were having some microphone issues.
Some?
It's just, I don't know. It's just typical of, you know what we need somebody that's better with technical stuff than we are.
I feel like I'm not the answer.
No, you're not. So, and we're so busy trying to focus on being hilarious and entertaining that, you know, as we're talking, we can't be focused on other things. We need a situation where it can just be set up for us and we can just waltz in with our beers.
We need brand new state-of-the-art equipment waiting for us every Monday night.
Yeah.
All set up. We sit down, we have drinks waiting, and we start chatting. Because that's what people want. They want to hear us chatting, Jeremy.
Is that too much to ask?
No!
I mean, I think we should be able to walk into places.
It annoys me that it's not the case.
Some guy saying, excuse me, sirs, your microphone is ready for you.
Oh, excuse me, sirs, your beers look low.
Yeah.
I hate to bother you, sir.
Oh, boy.
But this is a great place, and it really does. The hype, they did a great job with the grassroots campaign.
We're here.
Yeah, it is. And I've heard such good things about this. You don't see it on TV, but I think it's such a more potent message when you have friends and people you know talking about it. And it worked.
Dan's a big fan of podcasts, he said.
Yeah, he is. He was talking about a World War II podcast.
We never cover World War II
yet.
That'll be our next, you know, if this whole entertainment, food, and drink. What's our current logo? What's our current tagline on our website say? Do you see that?
Yeah.
If it's food, beer, or pot, we're on it. That was a quote from a previous show.
But that could be a base we expand on.
To explain that.
Jeremy, that'll always be our foundation. 20 years from now, we'll look back proudly on that foundation.
By the way, go to radioshowonline.com. If you want us to come to your gastropub, bar, or restaurant, you can always email us at hatemail@radioshowonline.com.
What if we only do gastropubs?
We only do gastropubs. You have to rename yourself as a gastropub, or else we're not going to show up. You can go there. You can also go to radioshowonline.com to chat with us live in the chat room. We have a bunch of people in the chat room right now. Who's over there?
Patrick, Jeff? Ron, Mexico, and Lester.
Ron, Mexico?
Welcome.
Ron, Mexico. Oh, that's an interesting name. But yeah, you can go there. You can also check us out.
What is Mexico? Is that Italian?
Yeah, Ron Mexico must be an Italian thing. You can also check out our Facebook page from there. We have had this goal that keeps running. We said like the end of 2010. Now we're like
every week I keep saying I won't go on the air until we're at 100. Yet we still
we are at 98 fans.
Jeremy, we've never been this close until we're at 99.
So. Here's what I'm saying. Here's what I told Jeff on the way over.
What will it cost? Is that what, we have money? Is that what
we're not leaving.
Oh. Yeah.
We're not leaving Deegan's Kitchen and Bar until we get to 100 fans on the Facebook.
We want
page.
Two more people to click a link on a website. That's all we're asking. Two clicks.
Right.
Is that too much to ask for all we do
and
every
I,
week?
I appreciate Cammie's effort because she was trying to drop off like. Unfan and fan.
And also, Cammie posted something today on her page asking people again to like our show. So, Cammie, I mean, no one has done more for us. She might be more valuable than you and I together. Cammie has been great. Thank you. And speaking of this, Jeremy, can I do a little tease for next week?
Go ahead.
It's Valentine's Day.
It is Valentine's Day.
You and I will spend Valentine's Day together next week.
Right.
As I know it's what you dreamed of. You thought February 14th, I'll be in Jeff's living room sitting with him. We have special guests next week, Jeremy. We'll, of course, be live as we always are. We're going to be joined by Cammie. And her friends Carrie Hooks and Jenny Chalk.
And she made our logo.
She made our logo. Cammie's been instrumental to the show. And her group of friends, Carrie and Jenny, they are call themselves, they used to at least, be the Board of Love. And they formed a group a little over a year ago where they were both single. All three of them were single. And they decided they would get together, have regular meetings, and find ways to really find a mate, quote unquote, to use their word.
Okay.
So
Now, is that something you're looking for?
Well, they're gonna. I think I'll be a focus of them coming in. I think I'll be at least part of the discussion. But this Board of Love, which was very popular a year ago, was actually in Cleveland Magazine. They're featured in some articles and actually had some national press. They're going to be joining us. They're reuniting live on our show to talk about the Board of Love. And I know at least two of them now do have boyfriends, so we can talk about their experiences with the Board of Love and where they are now.
And this is going to be live on Valentine's Day.
And Jeremy, I can confirm, this just came over my BlackBerry. I can confirm we are the only Cleveland Internet podcast with the Board of Love next Monday night. That's a radio show with Jeff and Jeremy exclusive.
That is an exclusive. So now you know, too, if you're listening to this podcast live on Valentine's Day, you're probably single. So you could use that advice.
This will help you not be single.
All right, so we're on our mission. We're at 98 fans right now, Jeff. Now, you had made a note that my sister was not a fan of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy.
I am fairly certain. I was checking out. First thing I knew, Jeremy, every day I wake up, was I check to see if our relatives are fans of the show.
Well, I'm calling her right now, because if that's the case...
Will this be better than the BW call last week?
It couldn't be worse. Calling Bethany. It's ringing. You know what? I forgot, though. My sister never answers her phone.
Hi, this is Bethany. Sorry, I missed your call.
Save
your message. Don't call me back.
Let's leave her a message.
Okay. Did it beep? Hey. I don't think it beeped.
No. Oh. Please record your message.
Why do they always record? Like you don't know what to do after the game. Bethany, it's your brother.
And your brother's good friend, Jeff.
And you're live on the air, or your voicemail's live on the air with Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy at 7:46 on Monday, February 7th. Hey, we found out, we realized that you're not a fan of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy on Facebook. So you need to become one so we can get to
99 with your help.
Two more fans, we'll be at 100, and then we can leave Deegan's.
It involves one click on the like icon at Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. We will come over to your place. I hope Jeremy don't speak for you. We'll come over. We will help you with this goal.
Yes. Well, we have to do it. She has to do it before we can leave here. It would be difficult. But anyway, go fan us on Facebook. Now, do we have a Facebook fan of the day? Did I see that?
I did. I did find one, Jeremy. And I want to congratulate, as soon as I find her name, Nicole Elioff. Congratulations, Nicole.
Now, is this, hey, it's Nicole, Nicole?
No, of course, Jeremy, of course not. Would we ever have a devil as our fan of the week? No.
A devil.
This is
Would
Nicole.
We ever have Satan incarnate?
Now, it is too bad Nicole shares a name with Romanberger Fail, but Nicole is our fan of the week. Thank you for being a fan of the show, Nicole Elioff. You'll be featured prominently on our Facebook page and also will be in our hearts prominently throughout the week.
Oh, and when you say that, that's your cue for Jeremy, do this. Jeremy, fix the mics. Jeremy, make the internet work.
Do you realize
work.
The scenario you were describing about how you want the situation set up is kind of how I have it?
That is that is kind of
I was worried that you might remember
you're living. That. You're living my dream. You are living my dream. I can't find this girl. What's her name?
Towards Nicole? The top there. Nicole. That will go up. This is chronological. It was go back down a third.
Chronological?
I think the newer ones are in the top.
Well, this is great radio. That her? No? Wow, this is a fail, Jeff. This is horrible radio. Okay,
there she is.
Nicole Elioff. What can we talk about her? She's a bartender at Winking Lizard.
Yes, I love Winking Lizard.
She lives in
Cleveland. I'm in their Beers of the World Club, Jeremy. Did I tell you that? 100 beers this year.
How many are you at?
I'm at 4.
No. Well, keep trying.
A nice picture of her boyfriend, her husband, Nicole. We're going to feature that prominently on our website.
Now, she is from Lakewood, Ohio, which is also where we are right now. So maybe she could be here.
She might be here.
She's probably afraid to show her face.
If she was here, she's now gone.
In this back room that we're in. Which isn't, you know, it's no one's fault. Yeah. This show's had a good run, Jeff.
Yep. What a way to go out. This is it. This is like our driving Miss Daisy.
All right. What's next? What's next on the news story?
All right, Jeremy. Let's talk about the weekend.
I'll talk
about my weekend. Do typing. Big week, Jeremy, for Cleveland State. I hope our fans aren't upset, but I have to always talk real quick about them. I had, you know the Green Day song, Time of Your Life?
Yeah.
That song.
I've had the time of my life.
That song could have been really written about me at Cleveland State game Thursday night. They took it to Valparaiso, beat them by 11 points. They were, at that point, tied with Valpo. They were a half game up in Valpo. So they went a game and a half up on the horizon, beat Valpo. Crowd at the Combo Center was going crazy, on their feet. Everyone, feet, plural, because that's how we
on
say feet.
Yeah.
It was just an incredible atmosphere Thursday night at the Wolstein Center. Fast forward to Saturday, Butler, the big game, Cleveland State, Butler. 8,400 people show up at the Wilson Center. Guess what, Jeremy? It was sold out. They had a blackout butler. I bought a black shirt. I would say 7 out of 10 people were in black clothing. The atmosphere was incredible.
And no one was killed.
No one was killed. There were no injuries even.
Huh.
The atmosphere was incredible for Butler. The crowd was going crazy. I saw Gary Waters look up to the upper decks, and I saw him smile, Jeremy. And you know what? A tear flowed down from my face. Because that's what Gary Waters always wanted. He wants a city behind this team. And what do? They drop a huge egg, and they lose to Butler in front of that huge crowd. I was devastated. The good news is they're actually playing tonight. They're still in first place. Are you familiar with the phrase bracketology, Jeremy?
I'm not. Does that have something to do with sports?
It does. That's why you're not familiar with it.
No.
It involves the art of forecasting the brackets for March Madness.
Okay.
So a bracket came out. Basically, if the March Madness NCAA tournament was today, a bracket came out this morning. A prognosticator said Cleveland State would be the 12th seed. So we're still in the tournament. Everyone can relax. We just need to keep winning. So that was my weekend. A lot of Cleveland State. Excuse me. And also I went to the Monsters game Friday night, which is a great time. I can't watch hockey on television.
Was it Dollar Dog Night?
It was Dollar Dog Night. I stayed away from that, Jeremy. I have a fear of those dogs not really being cooked where they – I have a lot of worst-case scenarios in my mind with those dollar hot dogs. So I avoided dollar hot dogs. I enjoyed a Lolita burger afterwards, the exact opposite.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that is kind of strange.
two ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
But it was a great game. Hockey night. Roger, my buddy Roger got a bunch of people down there. So it was a sports weekend for this guy.
Not for this one. So on Friday night, I went to the Improv.
Oh.
And before going there, though, went to Harbor Inn. But before going there, went to Hot Sauce Williams.
Now, I saw that on Foursquare. That's an unusual choice. Explain Hot Sauce Williams to our listeners.
So Hot Sauce Williams is – it's actually a very well-known restaurant in the Cleveland area. It's over at I don't know. It's like East 71st and Carnegie, East 78th and Carnegie.
Yep.
And it's – you've probably driven by it. It's this like bright pink building.
Yes.
Man vs. Food has been there. Anthony Bourdain from the Travel Channel has been there. So Travel Channel has been there a couple times.
Was he with security?
No.
Did you ever feel like the situation? Okay.
First of all, it wasn't that crowded. I don't know. Maybe on normally when I drive by there, it seems pretty crowded.
Late at night, it gets real crowded.
And maybe that's what
time
it was.
What time were you there?
We were there before the comedy, so it was like 7.
I think by like 10, 11 it starts. That's their peak.
7, it was nothing. So every review on Yelp said, awesome chicken, awesome macaroni, awesome ribs, and that all came through, but horrible service. Every review said that, and it was true.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was an interesting experience, but the chicken, the fried chicken was delicious.
Really good. With barbecue sauce?
So they had this barbecue sauce, yeah. Of course, which is actually more of sweet. They should think about changing the name to Sweet Sauce Williams. Because it's actually more of a sweet sauce than a hot sauce.
Okay.
There is an aspiring entrepreneur, though, that is taking the sauce from Hot Sauce Williams. They're sending it over to Colorado, where medical marijuana is legal. And they're lacing it with THC, and they're calling it Pot Sauce Williams, to sell at the various marijuana dispensaries, legal marijuana dispensaries in the state of Colorado.
And no podcast has talked about medical marijuana dispensaries more than us.
Right, right.
It was my California trips. That's
so
interesting.
I thought that was kind of a creative
But speaking of that,
our fans are coming in here. The back room's getting full now.
There was a great barbecue place by John Carroll called Mama's Boy on Lee Road.
Okay.
So it was a little tradition at John Carroll. We would go there, of course, great late night food after you're drinking.
Yeah.
And it was literally a box of fries at the bottom, chicken on top, and barbecue sauce all mixed together.
Yeah, yeah.
So you eat these things, devour these things. And then the tradition was, my buddy Tom and Stephen Ryan had a house near there. You would then throw them out the front window when you were done into the shrubs.
That was tradition.
So we could only imagine when they moved out of that house, how many fun in the boxes were scattered around the yard.
But it was food. It was biodegradable.
Yep. We thought we were helping the environment.
It was fine. By feeding the trees, yep. French fries.
Also the rodents.
Yeah. So, yeah, did that. Improv. It was a good time.
Let's talk about the casino. I think that's a huge topic.
Yeah, so this news broke last week that the first phase of the casino. Now, originally they were calling this a temporary casino, but it's actually more of a first phase because it might still remain open after the main casino on Huron opens in 2013. The problem with the main casino, the $600 casino, was that it was not going to... the problem was with the $600 million casino was it wasn't going to open until 2013. So they wanted a temporary casino that could open up 2012 so we could start getting some action going faster. So they're taking over the first couple of floors of the old Higbee building. And it's going to be, now this number I find hard to believe, but it's going to be a $350 million project just to renovate the Higbee building.
Now, what's the cost of the whole new facility? What would
and
that
then
be?
The new facility is an additional $600 million.
Oh, so we're talking $1 billion.
We're talking $1 billion.
Just so we can go play some blackjack.
In casino construction. Now, I guess the $350, there's a $50 million licensing fee that has to be paid to the state. It's like a one-time licensing fee.
Okay.
Like, just the state gets a $50 million check. Just boom. Then the rest, I guess, still $300 million to renovate, which has already been in use, some parts of the Higbee building.
Yeah.
Like Positively Cleveland is moving to where the Bodies exhibit used to be on East 4th and Euclid. So the Cleveland Visitor Center is going to be there, which I think is a good place for the Cleveland Visitor Center, corner of East 4th and Euclid. I think that's a good spot.
That is.
The casino that's going to be opening, it's going to be called the Cleveland Horseshoe Casino. If you're familiar with the Caesars brand, Horseshoe Casinos, this is going to be a lot more contemporary than that. Just for the phase one, they're expecting 5 million visitors a year. It's going to have 1,500 full-time employees plus hundreds of construction jobs, temporary jobs. So that's going to open within a year. And then the next phase, the Huron Road phase, is going to open the following year. But I think it's going to be cool because one of the nice things about this phase is they're going to have, two bars in there. And they're going to have a buffet restaurant. But besides that, they're not going to have any, regular fancy sit-down restaurants. And I think that's going to give, a lot of restaurants, along East 4th and stuff, an opportunity to kind of take advantage of this crowd. And they were also talking about how, when you sign up for, a gambler's club, how you get, those club points.
You get points and rewards.
Like, Dan Gilbert's been talking about getting, restaurants outside of the casino to participate in that. So if you join the Cleveland Horseshoe Casino Club, you get points that you could use, theoretically on, restaurants on East 4th. Which, I mean, and a lot of people find this hard to believe. They think that maybe Gilbert's trying to pull a fast one. But everything he's been saying, he continually talks about making this integrated with the street, that he wants two-way traffic. He doesn't want what you think traditionally of a casino to have, where it's like this bunker mentality.
Where it's self-sufficient. I think he realized, though, the success of the city and the casino are tied in.
Yeah.
So I think it's a great business move. And I know he's also made a special walkway from the casino to the arena, which obviously I get.
Right.
But it's going to be very interconnected, which I think you've said, which is just a great thing for the city. It's going to be very open, and you can go to a Cavs game, go gamble before, gamble after very easily, go get a bite to eat before, after. It's going to be just traffic moving around these venues downtown.
Yeah, Dan Gilbert's from Detroit, and he thinks that Detroit did it wrong. There are three casinos.
They're kind of isolated.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Because there's Greektown. I've been up there.
Yeah.
It's not
The Cleveland and the Cincinnati casinos in Ohio are supposed to be more integrated with street life, and I don't know. I think it could work, and I think that any reason that gives downtown Cleveland another entertainment venue, something to do, bachelor parties, stuff going to go down there. I'll probably see my mom now more because she lives in Avon and they go up to, Windsor and Detroit. And, she'll come downtown and be able to see her more, even though she just lives in Avon. So,
well, the reason I haven't gotten married is I was waiting until these casinos were open
for
my bachelor party.
Oh, is that the reason?
Now, what if this ever happened though, Jeremy? That's the scary part. Thank God there's finally a timetable.
Finally. Well, we got some of our fans in here, and it's my understanding that some of our fans... Now, the chat room, Jen is actually here. She's normally in the chat room.
Can you get on the chat room and be here at the same time? Yeah.
Which the chat room is actually packed with five people. Ron Mexico wants to know if we would broadcast from his house.
I think the answer is yes.
I think the answer is yes. As long as you have chicken and waffles and...
And great microbrews.
Conway's Irish Ale, Ron Mexico, we are there. I wonder where the name Ron Mexico.
I'll tell you what the story is. Michael Vick, who's on the Eagles, now the quarterback, that was the name he would use when you were checking hotels.
Really? That's a horrible name.
I think it's hilarious.
That's a horrible name to try to fool people.
That was his alias for checking hotels when he was on the road.
I don't think so. All right. Jody, are you ready with your questions? I heard you have questions. Oh, Jody says no.
Okay.
She's not ready with questions.
Well, we do have some things to talk about. One thing you mentioned was this... Bright Winter Festival. I had the same article about that. You posted that. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Great minds think alike. So this is kind of an interesting event. So as we know from driving over here, it's been like cold and snow. I don't think we've gone over I think today it went like a couple degrees over freezing.
Yeah.
And this was supposed to be the warmest day of the week. But they're doing this they're doing this Bright Winter Festival at Hart Crane Memorial Park in the Flats on this coming, not this coming February, but Saturday, February 19th. They're going to have music and food, just outdoor adventures, snow skee-ball.
Skee-ball sounds awesome.
Mini golf is going to be there. So it's just kind of a way to say, like, hey, we know it's Cleveland and it's snowy.
Let's all embrace it.
Yeah, and most people complain about the weather, but here's like a chance to embrace it. So if you go to Bright, and that's Brite, brightwintercleveland.com, you can see more about the event. It looks to be a good time.
Jody, yes, you have a question.
Yes, Jody, live question.
I was wondering where the park is located.
That's a good question, Jody. The park is in Hart Crane Memorial Park, which is in the Flats. But I actually had the same question as I was.
What do you think
of Memorial Park? Let me Google that for you.
I think it's by the old Bar Cleveland. That's my guess.
I'll tell you later. Don't worry.
I do have a. I don't know, Jody. That's
by the old Heaven and Night. Can I just start naming old Flats bars?
Yeah, just go start naming them. It's in the Flats somewhere.
It's
by
the old Have a Nice Day Cafe.
Drive around. Well, yeah, where they're going to put the skate park is right at the end of Columbus Road there by that, what's that place that is on the map because of us that you go to? The
Rivergate.
Rivergate.
Where the sculptures are.
Yes. Is that Hart Memorial Park?
Oh, I didn't know it was a, wow.
So right
drive
there.
Right by that. I didn't even notice.
Yeah,
Is that rickety little bridge on the way to Peoples?
Yes. It's very quaint.
Are you going?
Yes,
to the Bright Winter Festival?
I'll be there.
All right. Are you enjoying the half price wine here?
I am.
How do you like it here at Deegan's, Jody?
I love it here.
That's where you have to speak into.
They have great happy hour specials, they have great Monday specials, and they have great appetizers.
Very good. That's all.
Keep talking. You should have said nothing.
That's normally what you do to me.
I do that on purpose delay where I just look at you
and you just stare at me. All right, so
that's a wintertime event. Another good wintertime event is this Valentine's Day Red Party. I know you like Redstone.
Yeah,
I really enjoy it in the summer.
So we mentioned earlier that next week's Valentine's Day, and we're going to be doing the show live on Valentine's Day. Is that all right with you, Jen?
Yep.
We're celebrating our Valentine's Day.
Yep.
Yeah,
yes. Actually, the five of us now we're gonna do every show. You're in this with us.
You've been stuck. No, just from Jeff's place.
But I'll have plenty of beer and wine and vegan entrees.
So yeah, Valentine's Day, February 14th. So if you haven't started playing, a lot of people are doing stuff this weekend.
Come to my house.
Like I'm going. We're going to Gusto in Little Italy. I decided to not take your advice and go to Troia. Instead, we're going to Gusto.
Okay.
I'm like, where does Jeff want to go?
We'll
go to the opposite place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just at Gusto.
Thanks for that. Redstone is doing a Valentine's Day Red Party this coming Friday, February 11th. What's that?
It's Metro Mix Cleveland. Free appetizers. There's basically a great Pinnacle Tropical Punch chocolate strawberry tasting station. There's a kissing booth, photo booth, which is exciting.
There's a kissing booth.
There's photos with drunk Cupid, and there's a prize for the best pose. There's basically a big party for singles, couples, everyone. Come down to Redstone Friday the 11th.
There's an open bar from 9 to 10.
That's probably the part we should have mentioned first.
Yeah. Open bar from 9 to 10. You get, and the photos with drunk Cupid, you get $50 for the best pose.
So it's all about red. Red drinks, red food, red everything. When they say red party, they're not messing around. And we know that as great as it is in the winter, best patio, I would say, in that area in the summer. Fantastic patio.
I do love the patio.
So there you go.
That's Redstone this Friday starting at 9.
Friday 11th, big Valentine's Day party. So there we are.
804.
804 live from Lakewood. There is some surveys, Jeremy. We did the survey a little while back. We didn't finish up some of the questions.
Okay.
And this has been bothering me because I feel like it's been incomplete. I want to run by some of these poll questions by you, some surveys that were taken, just to see what your answer would be compared to the general population's answer.
Okay.
Now, because I'm so prepared, I'm really ready to go. Okay, say you have an opportunity to get a promotion at work.
You have an opportunity to get a promotion at work.
But it could be at the expense of one of your friends. It's down to one of the two of you.
Okay.
Would you say the friendship comes first? And would you say, you know, would you bow out? You'd say, you know what, I know he really wants this job too. Or would you do whatever you could to do to get it? Would you go behind his back? Would you scheme?
I mean, it depends on the friendship.
Okay, a good friend. I mean, not a best man, but a groomsman. To put it in your phrase, that you're getting married.
Right. That's a tough one. I don't know. What was your answer?
I think I would do whatever I'd do. But I feel like that's usually my answers in these things. Does this scare you?
I mean, so does that mean like your friend's going to get fired or like you're just trying to make a better impression? I mean, if a friend's slacking off and you have a better chance of this than he does or she, then I don't know. I think it's, I mean, it's business, right? Isn't it all just
business?
That's
what I say. That's what I think of Gordon Gekko.
From
Wall Street.
Wall Street, yeah. Yep. Did you see the sequel?
No, I didn't, but I wanted to. My friend, at Halloween, there are a bunch of great Gordon Gekko costumes, which is a great costume.
Well, what does a Gordon Gekko costume look like?
Yeah, the hair slicked back, you've got the suits, you've got the 1985 cell phone,
yeah.
Which is as big as basically, it's like carrying a phone book.
You have cancer.
You're early stages of cancer.
Too soon.
So, Simone, talk about social status. Imagine a hypothetical situation in which you attain a level of wealth that you stop working. Would you ever, this is a poll question, would you ever stop working if you got a certain amount of money and you said, you know what, I'm actually going to be comfortable the rest of my life. Would you ever just stop and enjoy life or would you always work?
Okay, this I've thought about before.
Okay.
If I had this amount of money, I probably wouldn't, I hope no one at Rosetta is listening, but I probably wouldn't keep doing my current job. But I would keep doing something that was productive and contributing. Like, for example, if I had enough money that I wouldn't have to work, this show would be a lot better.
I agree. We'd have more time, more resources.
We'd have better equipment.
Yep.
You know, we'd have like MiFi cards so that no matter where we were, we could still get a signal. We'd have better radio. I would hire. You know what we should do, Jeff? You know what we need is we need interns. I say we should go on a mission to find some interns from like the Ohio Center for Broadcasting. Like those guys will do anything. So we can get some, like...
Can we put up a job posting, like it's a legitimate podcast? Like it's a legitimate podcast?
I mean, what's a legitimate podcast?
Like, I think we have 100 followers, though. That's fairly legitimate.
We've been on the show every Monday, every week, for 24 weeks.
That's true.
That's almost half a year. Except for that one time that... Oh, wow. Jeff almost knocked the Conways off the table. Yeah.
But, so you're right. So anyway, 63% of people agree with you. They would not keep the job, but they would still continue working, but doing something they love.
You know what?
The poll question.
The other thing, it depends on the amount of money. So, like,
I think you could never have enough money.
Right. Well, okay. But it's different if you suddenly had, like, $10 million in the bank, or what if you had your current income that you're making now that was just added up? Like, what if you were getting, you know...
So every year you always have that income.
Say Jeff Longsworth's making $28,000 a year.
Yep. Actually, I'm up to 30.
And so suddenly your job... Not even your job ends, but suddenly you're getting an additional $30,000 a year, and you could say like, well, I could keep working my current job, and then I'm making double,
yeah.
Or I've already been making this amount of money, so I can quit my current job and keep the same lifestyle that I'm used to. What would you do in that case?
Boy, I would, you know what? I would keep working and just take the extra money,
and you would take the double.
Yeah, I really would. I'd take the double. I double down. I keep going.
But what if you could? Couldn't you do something else? Like, see, I would do in that case. I would probably do like another job part time. So I'd be making I'd be working half the hours, but I'd be working more than I'm making. I'd be making more than I'm making.
I like the idea of everyone at some point having the opportunity to. I think theoretically, you work hard, you save, and then I know my friend's dad. I think did this by the book. Retired at like 55. Now he's a teacher at John Carroll. Always wanted to teach. He was a business executive. You know, did well in business, was careful with his money, invested well. At 55, he's a part-time teacher at John Carroll now. That's what he does. Loves it. He's got that for 15 years now.
What age do you think you're realistically going to retire?
I think I might do it at 50, 55.
Really? Do you think the amount that you're saving right now and everything that you're doing right now... I mean, I've seen you, like, with some, like, tech... I don't... Some technology and stuff. I don't know if you're good with
money. I'm not going to be building computers.
I know, but I just feel like there's like a technical mind and that
I appreciate that
kind of goes with. I don't know. I want to see your books. I think okay. Next week we go through all Jeff's financial
So now
statements.
I'm going to be motivated. I want to be 50. I'll call you, hey, Jeremy, guess what? I'm done. I'm going to hang up.
I think the first half of the show next week should be Cammie and her girls giving relationship advice to Jeff. And then we should bring on a financial planner and see that if Jeff is set up to retire.
Okay, I'm going to give me a week to get my W-2s together. We'll go through everything. Actually, can we scan them and post them online?
Yep. Just tax statements from the past 7 years will be available at Radio
we'll
Show.
We'll do BOL online.com. First half, and we'll get into my finances in the second half.
BOL?
That's Board of Love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm already giving the abbreviation. So that's where you're at, Jeremy. We are on the same page. We both want to do something else but keep the money. It's essentially what it is. 5 minutes left. Well,
that's the smallest font. Is that the quiz?
It is. I like to challenge my eyes. So one more question, Jeremy, about jobs. I'm going to hold it like this.
Yeah.
What's the most important factor when you're considering a new job? Now, obviously, you might think salary, but there's got to be other factors. When you recently got a new job at Rosetta.
Yeah. It was not salary.
Okay.
I mean,
so talk to us about that for about 4 minutes.
I think, to me, it's like the environment. Because no matter how much money you're making, if, like, some people are willing to work, like, a crazy job where they're working 80 hours a week. But if you're working 80 hours a week, how many hours do you actually have to enjoy all the money that you're making?
I agree.
So I think it's trying to find that balance. I mean, I work more than 40 hours a week, but I don't work 80. I don't work 60, you know? Yeah. So, like, that kind of piece is important to me. And then just being able to, like, have freedom at work. Like, I like that I can pretty much wear whatever I want. We're doing, you know, I wear jeans. I didn't wear jeans today, but I can wear jeans to work. We're doing full beard February, so I'm not shaving for the entire month of February.
Oh, wow.
So you have that to look forward to.
It's kind of like
well.
What playoff teams do. You're like at the Rosetta playoff team.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so just kind
Except
of that.
It doesn't matter.
So I like places where they force you not to shave in February. that's something that I look for. That's something that I requested.
So that was a check mark?
Specifically. Oh, yes. No shaving in February. Done. Yeah, so I think it's just the people you work with.
I agree. Money's not everything, because I think people too often say salary, boom, I'm in. But there's so many other factors to consider. And I grew up, my dad owned a small business. That's how I grew up in terms of our family. And I really liked the atmosphere that was around that. So I was really inclined when I left John Carroll. I wanted to go work for a smaller company where I can make a difference. I didn't want to be in a cubicle farm. And I'm proud to say that, yeah, my job's not perfect, but I kind of accomplished more of that than I didn't.
Yeah, I'm in a cubicle farm.
Okay.
But enough about me.
And your cubicle farms.
All right. Anyway, it's 8:12, and that about we. That's all.
Well,
Jeremy,
I was gonna say this is a great show.
Yeah, I. We want.
I mean, I don't say that a lot, but that was a great show.
We want to thank Dan Deegan here at Deegan's Kitchen and Bar. If you're looking for, if you haven't been here yet, you have to come by.
Yeah.
Chicken and waffles, highly recommend. Calamari. What did you guys get?
Truffle oil cream corn.
Truffle oil cream corn. Jen says is good.
Dates wrapped in bacon.
Oh, you can't beat that. Angela, what'd you get?
That's a good Valentine's meal.
Baby green salad and hearts of palm.
Baby green salad, hearts of palm. Yeah, it's good food here. So come on out. It's in Lakewood, the corner of.
Yep.
Thank you, fans, for coming. Thank you, fans in person. Thank you, fans in the chat room. Patrick, Lester, Ron Mexico, Tim B., and, of course, ourselves.
And looking forward to the special next week, Valentine's Day special. Tune in live.
And, Jeff, thanks to you for coming out here, too.
And thanks for driving me.
Good show. All right, until next time, for Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, this is Jeremy.
This is Jeff.